How can a dream or poem or song be a technology? This is from my book, Dreams. There are other ways to know the world and to know ourselves. There are other ways to be in relationship with each other and with the world. There are other ways to progress. There are other forms of technology, songs, poems, stories, dreams, way to hear or see or know where the caribou are, ways to interact with swaying lights, ways to interact with other sides and those who live there. There are other ways to gain wisdom. There are other ways to live in place. These ways are and must be, first and foremost, based upon accepting and respecting the land and others for who they are. So the question is, how can a dream, I mentioned dreams and poems, songs, being technologies, and how can that be? Well, let's look at a couple things. First, let's look at the definition of the word technology. And one definition is the application of scientific knowledge for practical purposes, especially in industry. And or the branch of knowledge dealing with engineering or applied sciences. And both of those definitions make it pretty clear that songs, poems, dreams, etc., can't be technologies. But it gets interesting if we look at the etymology of the word. And the etymology comes from the Greek techne, art or craft, and logia. And so then later it is that technologia means systematic treatment. And that is where, for me, it starts to get kind of interesting, because under that definition, then certainly poems, they are, there is definitely an art and craft associated with poetry and with dream interpretation and with the creation of songs. And so for me, it's very interesting to look at how the word has changed as this culture has grown to accept only technology as a really legitimate form of gaining knowledge about the world and interacting with the world. And the reason this all came up in the first place is because the years and years ago, a friend taught me a salmon welcoming song from some of the Indian nations of the Pacific Northwest, and or one of the Indian nations of the Pacific Northwest. And I started to think about that, and why do we only accept automobiles as technologies and not songs as technologies? That different songs will accomplish different things in the real world. That there's part of the problem is that science and technology have really gained a stranglehold over what is considered ways to knowledge in this culture. And that is, certainly science and technology are one way, and are together form one way to perceive the world and to gain knowledge about what is in the world. And one of the things that I may have mentioned before in one of these videos, or I may not have, is that Richard Dawkins has this great line about how science bases its claims to truth on its spectacular ability to make matter and energy jump through hoops on command and to predict what will happen and when. That's either a direct quote or very close to a direct quote. Science bases its claims to truth on its spectacular ability to make matter and energy jump through hoops on command and to determine and to predict what will happen and when. And that is certainly true, that there's a light on inside here, and when I flipped the switch, the light went on. So we can, that validates that the engineers who put together the electrical grid and the engineers who put the electrical system in this house knew what they were doing, and they were able to make matter and energy jump through hoops on command and to make light come out of the bulb. And that's very true. but that's based on one specific way of knowing the world. And there are other ways of knowing the world too. And to think about this, let's think about what would happen if you and I were in the same room and I had a gun and you did not, and I also had a hoop, and I put the gun on you and I said, on the count of three, you're going to jump through this hoop. And if you don't, I'm going to shoot you. And so on the count of three, you do jump through the hoop. So what do you know? I'm a genius, because I was able to make matter and energy jump through hoops on command, and I was able to predict what would happen and when. But don't you think that if we have that particular exchange, a nice word exchange there, that this would foreclose any possibility of us being friends? So the point is that epistemology is how we know something is true. That's what epistemology means, is how do we know that this or that thing is actually true? And so what has happened here is that our very epistemology is based on control and domination, on making matter and energy jump through on command. But there are other ways to be in the world that are not based on making matter and energy jump through on command, but instead based on entering into relationships with these others. And don't you think it might be a little bit different way to perceive and experience the world to have salmon welcoming songs, that when the salmon come up, you sing them songs and they respond to those songs? And you know, in the thing I quoted at the very beginning, I mentioned caribou. And one of the reasons I mentioned caribou is because I was talking to my friend Jeanette Armstrong many, many years ago. She's an Okanagan Indian writer and activist. And she had spent a little bit of time with this Indian nation, or this indigenous nation, in far northern Russia. And they were telling her a story of how the caribou were not showing up. And they weren't showing up, and they weren't showing up, and the people were getting hungry. And then at some point, one of the people in the group, in the nation, said to all the others, "So the caribou are two valleys over." And she asked, and they went to hunt them, and they were two valleys over. And she asked this person, "How did you know they were there?" And he said, "How do you know where your hand is?" So the point is that they are all connected, and he was able to pick up on that. That's another way to know and be in the universe. And I have stopped talking about technological progress because I don't think that in this culture, technological progress is really progress. Progress is considered a good thing. You're moving toward a goal. Instead, I call it technological escalation, because what technology is in this culture is, by definition, modern definition, it is the increasing of one's ability to control at a distance. And that's not, from the perspective of trees, I don't think the invention of the chainsaw is a good thing. From the perspective of fish, I don't think the invention of all the fish finders and plastic nets are good things. What they are is an escalation of this culture's ability to control at a distance. The reason all this is important, I think, there's a couple reasons this is important. One of them is because unquestioned assumptions are the real authorities of any culture, and I don't think it is possible. I mean, I don't think it is possible for us to change the society so long as we perceive the technological escalation of the ability to control the world as a good thing. Once again, from the perspective of those who are the beneficiaries of this, it can be a good thing, but so are all other forms of slavery. So I think it's really important to recognize that there have been cultures that have devoted their energy not to trying to figure out how to make bigger and bigger pieces of equipment that will control the world that much better, but instead figuring out ways to better enter into relationship with their human and non-human neighbors. And also, in terms of, I like the idea of recognizing a song, a poem, the ability to interpret a dream as a form of technology that way, because right now we seem to presume, there's this presumption that, oh, anybody can pick up a pen and write. Anybody can write a poem. Anybody can write a song. Anybody can interpret dreams. And that's very true. But that doesn't alter the fact that it takes years of devoted effort to learn those crafts. And there is a, and we understand that it can take years of study to be able to design a bridge that won't fail under a certain load. We understand that you can have to learn the techniques involved and then to study your craft and make smaller and work as an apprentice on smaller bridges and then to work on bigger bridges and then to eventually design your own. We understand that there is that process of learning, but I don't think that arts get that respect of, I mean, I could write a poem and I guarantee it would stink. I don't have the talent for writing poetry, and I'm not put in the time. And I could write a song, and in fact, I could play music and it would be dreadful because I've not put in the time to learn those crafts. You know, I think about this in terms of, and it's the same, that if I'm going to sing a salmon welcoming song, I not only have to know how to sing, I not only have to know how to construct a song, but I also have to know the salmon well enough to know what they might find enjoyable and what they might find welcoming. So the point of all this is that, I guess there's one more point I want to make, which is a couple years ago, I think The Atlantic put out a list of humanity's 20 greatest inventions since the wheel. And they were things like gunpowder, because it, in their words, outsourced killing. It was the cotton gin, because it made the mass production of cotton feasible. Of course, it also made slavery economically viable. It was the plow. Basically, all the inventions that they were talking about were exactly as I said. They were increasing the ability to control at a distance. And they were the greatest achievements. And if those are what your culture considers the greatest achievements, your culture is going to do exactly what this culture is doing, which is to control, read, destroy the world. So I would like for us to rethink how we know what is true, and to rethink what we perceive as real progress, and rethink how we interact with the world. And what I would like to see as our definition of progress is the most advanced society would be the one that leaves the physical world in a better state than when they arrived. And that's a completely different perspective on the world.